seated here in the house of the Lord. And amen, we just want to get ready. Are you guys ready for the word tonight? Yeah. Amen. Not only am I ready for the word, but I'm ready for what's going to happen after.
Oh,
amen. Amen. After the altar call, what God is going to do. Amen. And we had a powerful time this morning. If you weren't here this morning, amen, for our celebration service, we had such a powerful service. Amen. It was powerful. God moved, amen, in a powerful way. And we know that he's going to continue to move in a special way. Amen. And we have a special guest speaker with us here. Amen. And, you know, he is a son. Amen. He's a son of a spiritual son of Pastor Jesse Perez. Amen. Our regional pastor. Amen. And Pastor Jesse has a lot of spiritual sons. Amen. And on Facebook the other day, he wrote, amen, that, you know, his sons play a key role. Amen. In the region, going throughout the region and preaching and teaching. Amen. And how many know that that strengthens us? Amen. That strengthens us. And so I want you guys, amen, to help me welcome up, amen, Pastor Tony Escamilla. Amen. All the way from East Dallas. Praise the Lord. And we want to thank you guys.
Thank you, Brother Joshua. Joshua, amen. You know, when he was ministering and he started to give his testimony a little bit, you know, I thought about how the power of God, it's the power of God, how he can change us. Amen. He can change somebody that used to be sinister and turn him to a minister.
Amen.
From sinister to minister. Hello, somebody. Only God has got the power. So it doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been. Doesn't matter. None of that matters. What matters is that you're here now.
Yes.
Receive Jesus and let him rock your world.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let him rock your world. I mean, you guys are dismissed. Amen. Not all of your guys, but you know what I mean. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're going to be talking about soul ties tonight. Soul ties. And this is a topic that not many churches talk about. Amen. But listen, and some of you are here, you know what? I just want to experience what we experienced this morning. Amen. And that's you. That's praise the Lord. Amen. He's going to do that. He's going to bring more healing and deliverance. Amen. But the word, the teachings on soul ties, you know, some of you probably came out thinking it said soul train. Oh, did he say soul train? No, soul ties. Soul ties, amen. We're going to be talking about soul ties. A lot of people don't even know what soul ties are. Amen. But soul ties, you know, they're heavy. They're heavy. And this is like for people that have been with somebody else before. Like if you're married now, right? You know, husbands, don't be jealous. And wives, don't be jealous. Amen. We're talking about some spiritual issues here. Amen. That happen in the church, happen everywhere. You know. And you have to break soul ties. For example, okay, I've been married to my wife, Rose, here for 10 years. 10 years, amen? But before Rose, I was married to somebody else a long, long time ago. You know, B.C.
Hello.
Before Christ, amen? I was married to somebody else, amen? And what happened, I was married to this other woman for, man, close to 20 years. You know, as Mexicans, we married when we were little, 4 or 5 years old, you get married, man. You know what it is. I meant to say we're young, amen. But it's true. It's true. So I was married for a long time. And when we parted ways, when she went her way, basically she left me, okay? This should be told, okay? She left me. She left me with all the kids, and I raised the kids, amen, in church. Praise the Lord, amen. And it was hard because I loved that woman. I was married for a long time, amen? And what happens is that's when I started to learn about soul ties, because in my mind, everything that she was doing that was evil and wicked and just not godly, I knew in my mind, you know, you can do better, you know, don't want her back. She's, you know, basically she was a cheater. Okay? My mind told me, you know, don't, but my soul yearned for her. See? My soul yearned for her because that's a soul tie. That was a soul tie. You know, because you gotta remember, marriage was created by God.
Right.
And marriage was created by God for one man and one woman. Not a man and another man. Not a woman and another woman. That's not a marriage. Even if the laws of the land would allow that, they're not valid in the courts of heaven. That marriage is not valid. I don't care what the president does here, man. It's not valid up there. So when he created marriage, the gift that God gave the man and the wife, and the woman and the wife, I know it's some young people, but I'm going to keep it PG-13. The gift that God gave them was sex. Okay? For those that are single, keep it in your shepherd's bag. Amen? You're going to learn some things. I mean, that's good that you learn.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen. And the gift that God gave them was sex. Because sex, when you're wearing one of these, I'm not giving you the middle finger, I promise you. Just a ring. When you wear one of these, you know, it's holy.
Right.
It's holy. It really is. Between the husband and the wife.
Yeah.
Amen? And God, it's honorable to the Lord. But when you have sex outside of marriage, when you have sex before you're married, you know, just being single and having boyfriends and girlfriends, amen, you become one with that person in your soul. That's how powerful, you know, soul ties are in marriage, amen. So I'm going to stop right there. So go ahead and pray, and then I'm giving you some of the stuff already here on my teaching. But I just wanted to give you that to captivate you. To captivate you, amen? And I can tell by your eyes that you are captivated. So turn to your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And this is going to be more of a teaching than a preaching. Okay, we preached this morning. We're going to teach tonight, okay?
Amen.
So 1 Thessalonians 5:23. The Bible reads, "May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through." Pay attention to this. This is very important. "May your whole spirit, your soul, and your body be kept blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ." You catch that? Soul, body, spirit. You, all of us here, we're created those three things. We're soul, body, and spirit. All of us. Soul, body, and spirit. And not just we get saved, amen. We get saved and you're saved, but your soul needs to be sanctified. The Bible says, "May your soul be sanctified."
Come on.
Through and through.
Right.
Porque there's a lot of mugresa in there. There's dirt. It's dirty. We messed up our soul out there going to the clubs. Hello, somebody. Huh? Shake it with your mama gave you. One leg up. Oh, come on, go old school. I don't know the new songs, okay? I used to be a record promoter long, long time ago. Everybody remember freestyle music? Little Susie, Johnny O, all the Spanish Fly? See, my job was to bring them in. I would pick them up, take them to the hotel, pick them up from the hotel, take them to the club, amen? Let them do their thing, take them back. That was my job. I did that for a long, long time, amen? It was fun. It was great, amen? But you pick up a lot of... You ever notice that the club is always dark?
Yeah.
You know, I never noticed till I got saved how dark the clubs were.
Yeah.
I did not even know. I didn't pay attention to those things. But you pick up spirits. Spirits, amen. So some of my songs that I'm going to mention, amen, they're like old school. Amen. Even some of young people are going to know them, amen. But your parents are here, they're going to say, "Oh yeah, I remember." Yeah. Amen. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I ask you, Father, move once again, Holy Spirit. Convict, God. Lord God, my job, God, is to preach and to teach, God, to convey the message. Let me convey it right and simple. And you convict, God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Search our souls, God, and cleanse us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So God wants to sanctify us, our soul, our body, and our spirit. Amen. He wants to sanctify us. And a soul tie, let me tell you what a soul tie is. A soul tie is an emotional bond or a connection that unites you with somebody else. Someone else. You can become bound to a person through your soul. Have you ever I heard testimonies in our church about women that get beat up by their husbands, like for real, or they used to in the world. And for whatever reason, they kept going back to him. Even though this man was no good, he would literally beat them up. And the woman kept going back. And kept going back. In her mind, she knew it was wrong, but her soul longed for him. See? That's a bad soul tie. Now, there's good soul ties, and there's bad soul ties. Okay? There's good soul ties. And there's bad. The good soul ties are like parents with their children. You have that connection. You have that bond. Parents with their children. That's a good soul tie. Yes. You guys with Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia. Good soul tie with your leaders right here. Good soul ties. Good. The husband and the wife. Good soul tie.
Amen.
Amen. Those are good. Those are good. We're supposed to have those connections. Amen.
Amen.
But remember this, that the more intimate you are or you were with a certain person, the stronger that soul tie is. Sometimes emotionally. Listen, I pray for a lot of people whose emotions have to be healed.
Wow.
Their emotions. Your soul, okay, had to be healed. All those emotions. And I always, when I pray for people, I touch their stomach because we believe the soul is like somewhere in here. Amen. And that's where anger is at. That's where rage is at. That's where love is at. That's where lust is at. All the emotions people experience, they're in the soul. And that's what the Bible says, may your whole soul, spirit, and body be sanctified through and through and through.
Come on, right.
See, now I can't go into your soul. I can't go, but he can. He can and he does, amen. And what he's done for me and for my wife, amen, and for many people who know about soul ties, he'll do for you tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So soul ties, amen. A good soul tie, real quickly. In Genesis chapter 2:24, the Bible says, talking about Adam and Eve, and they and the two shall become one. As a matter of fact, let's turn there, just real quickly. Genesis 2:24. I'm going to paraphrase some of this, but I need to give it to you as God is leading me. Genesis 2:24. The Bible reads, and that is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Okay? And this is just a commercial. When you get married, don't stay home living with mom. Don't stay home living with mom. I'm going to marry you, but you got to come home and live with my mom. What? The Bible says, and that's why a man leaves his father, leaves his mother, and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Don't take her to mom. But mama said. You know? See, that's a good soul tie. But they become one. Two become one. How does two become one? Through the union. Through the sexual part. They become one in soul and spirit. Bible says, and the two shall become one. When God spoke those words, man, the power of God. He says, when the two shall become one, I bet you that echoed through eternity. And so people, we're not saved. We're in the world. We don't know about God. There they are, being up. Any players in the house?
Oh,
come on. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, the player right there. Some of the guys, do you want to raise your hand? Some of you, I can tell it. Come on, right? From woman to woman, right? Some of us, come on. Right? Oh, come on. All right, see? The husbands that are here are smart. That's wisdom. You were not a player. But God's going to go take you from a player to a prayer. Amen? From a player to a prayer, amen? But some of the women, oh, hello. Oh, come on, man. It ain't just the guys that were players. Some of the women, too. Come on. See, and that's what I'm talking about. And the two shall become one. So each time that you slept with a certain person or persons, the two became one. So all their junk became your junk. All their issues spiritually became your issues. Everyone that man slept with, all their issues, all from other women, became your issues. And vice versa, because the two become one. Now I know why I'm all jacked up. Seriously, now I know why I think the way that I think. Now I know the way I act the way that I act. Seriously, spiritually. I know, listen, my style of teaching is through laughter, okay? I like to make people laugh at the same time. Because some of this stuff is deep, amen? But when it gets too deep, you'll be like, oh, man, I want to lose you, amen? So through laughter, amen, we'll keep it simple. Simplicity, and keep you into the message, amen? Because I don't want it to get too deep. So that's a good soul tie. Bad soul tie, through the same concept, 1 Corinthians 6:16. And please turn to your Bible. Please turn there. 1 Corinthians 6:16. Same concept, okay? 1 Corinthians 6:16. Okay, 1 Corinthians 6:16. Okay, listen to what the Bible says, okay? Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said, the two shall become one flesh, but whoever is united with the Lord is one in spirit. So whoever does this in the world, he says, whoever unites himself with a prostitute, for example, you become one with her. And whoever this prostitute has been with, all that mess is inside you too, in your soul. In your soul. Same concept. That's the power of God. When he said that the two shall become one flesh. It works for the church and the unchurched. It works for the saved and the unsaved. It works for the Christians and the ones that are out there still lost and bound doing their thing. And they do not know what's going on. Ain't that heavy? So the power of soul ties. It's heavy. Okay, back to my message now. Let me ask you a question. Quick question. And don't answer with your mouth. It's answering your mind. Have you found yourself tormented by thoughts about a person? Always wondering about them. I wonder what happened to so-and-so. And you even look for her on Facebook. You look for him on Facebook. I wonder what happened to Adam. Wonder what happened to my ex, so-and-so. See, if you always wonder about them, checking on them, and sometimes we as people, we rehearse times in our minds when we were with them. We rehearse times. We remember. I remember the part. Oh, I remember the part. They were playing this song, and each time they play that song, you remember. Your mind goes there. Your mind takes you there. When you hear a certain song, when you smell, a certain perfume that this sister just walked in, you're reminded about the woman you used to be years ago. I remember her. I remember, because that's a soul tie. It's the soul. It's heavy. There was a song that I used to like a lot. And it went a little bit like this. Let me see if you remember. I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how it used to be. But how can I forget you, girl? When there is always something there to remind me. See, I'm not a singer. That brother that wrote that song had a soul tie. There's always something there to remind me. Wherever you go, you see her. Wherever you go, you see him. And you continue with that song. In the middle of the song, it says, I was born to love her. And I will never be free. She will always be a part of me. That's what the song said. I will never be free. She will always be a part of me.
Wow.
Soul tie. That's a soul tie. You're right. In your soul, you can be married with somebody else and still have a soul tie. And remember this woman over here, you used to when you were 15. Soul tie. Powerful. Unless they're broken. And they need to be broken.
Amen.
Because in order for you to move on, in order for you to be blessed in your marriage, in order for you to be completely healed and delivered and set free by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have to know knowledge. Here's the knowledge. I'm going to give you knowledge, but that's not going to help you. The knowledge I'm going to give you, that's my job to give you, but what's going to heal you is, what are you going to do with the knowledge that I give you tonight?
Yeah.
If you do something about it, make the altar call, renounce these people, then you get to be healed.
Amen.
All I do is give you knowledge. You are going to have to make the move. Amen? A little bit. Not right now, amen. No altar call right now. Soul tie. Soul ties are formed through close relationships, just having best friends. Has anybody ever had a best friend that she is no longer your best friend, or he is no longer your best friend? Right? Close relationships like that. You build this bond. You tell, you know, girls will tell other girls everything. She's my best friend. Right? But something happened. Something happened. She's not your best friend no more. And you think about it. I mean, what happened? What happened? See, through close relationships, that's the one way that you can build soul ties. The second way is to words. Words, vows, and commitments, promises.
Wow.
When you're little, when you're like dating your first girlfriend, you're all in love with her. Hey, me and you, I promise I'm never going to love nobody the way I love you. It's funny, right? It's funny. Because they call it puppy love. And they call it puppy love, right? But those words are powerful. And now here you are, Mary, you can't seem to love her right. You can't seem to treat her right. You can't seem to do right by her. Why? Because you spoke words. Me and you, I promise to love you forever. I'm not going to love no one the way I love you. And here you are now. You can't even get along in your marriage. Why? Because you spoke some words.
Wow.
That need to be renounced. They need to be broken. Because you don't know the power of words. The Bible says there's power in the tongue. There's power. But we don't know. But we're not even saved. How are we supposed to know? That's why you're here now. Because he wants you to know.
Yeah.
It's powerful. Soul ties. And the third way, of course, is intimacy. Intimacy, man. Sexual intimacy. So, close relationships. Vows, promises, and commitments. And physical intimacy. That's how soul ties are formed. Just real quickly, let me share this. I want to skip around, but 1 Samuel 18:1. 1 Samuel 18:1. Amen. Is anybody getting anything out of this so far? Amen. Good, good. 1 Samuel 18:1. It's fixing to get better. Talking about soul ties. Amen. 1 Samuel 18:1. The Bible reads, if you read the King James Version, it's going to say this. When David had finished speaking to Saul, it says, the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as his own life. Who's got the King James Version? Anybody? Because it says that. Amen. Doesn't it say that? Amen. Thank you. It's a testimony. Amen. You test what I'm saying is right. It says it, right? It says in the King James Version, it says, the soul of Jonathan was knit together with the soul of David. And Jonathan loved David as his own life. These are two best friends. King David and Jonathan, who was actually the prince back then, right? He was the prince because he was the son of King Saul. And the Bible says their soul were knit together. Knit. And that word, knit, the Hebrew word for knit is called kwashar. Kwashar. Okay, that's Hebrew. And it means to bind. It means to join together. It means to tie up. It means to be bound. Oh, hello. To be bound. And the last definition, to be glued together. Their souls were glued together. They were bound. Okay? And when you break something like this up, because you're bound, your souls are knit together with your exes. Your souls are knit together with people you used to be best friends with, and you're no longer best friends with them. And what happens when you, for example, your ex-husband or ex-wife or ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend, and you gave your soul, you gave your heart to them, because you love them. Amen? And when they left or you left, it was you that made the move. What happens in your soul is that they were glued together. They were glued together according to the definition of knit in the Hebrew. They were glued together. And just like you glued two pieces of wood together and then you split them apart, the kind of pieces of one wood, when you separate them, go with the other piece of wood. They break apart, pieces, little pieces of each other break apart. And even though they're part, they're broken, there's pieces of this wood stuck to this one, and there's pieces of this wood stuck to this one. In the spiritual, when you separate from each other, pieces of that person are still glued to your soul, and pieces of that person over here are glued to you and your soul. There was another song that said, every time you go away, you take a piece of me with you. Every time you go away, you take a piece of me or my soul with you. And that's what's happening. There's a piece of somebody else's soul inside you. Somebody else's. And this could be uncomfortable for some of you, amen, but it's reality and it's real. And in order for you to break free, you're going to have to do a couple of things here in a minute to renounce. But right now we're just getting information, amen, information. So this soul tie here with Jonathan and David was a good soul tie, amen. Now, if you ever said to yourself, you know what? Turn to Proverbs 21:23 real quickly. Proverbs 21:23. Proverbs 21:23, talking about commitments and promises. In the King James Version of Proverbs 21:23, the Bible says, whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his souls from troubles. Whoever keepeth his tongue. tongue, his mouth and his tongue keepeth him, his soul from troubles. In other words, when you speak things, when you say vows, when you say things, just be careful what you say.
Right.
Be careful what the words that you say.
Right.
Because you will keep yourself from trouble. And Proverbs 6:2, real quickly. Proverbs 6:2. The Bible reads in Proverbs 6:2. You have been trapped by the words, by what you said. You are ensnared by the words of your mouth.
Wow.
That's heavy. It says, you have been trapped by what you said. You have been ensnared by the words spoken through your mouth. Ensnared. You're in trap. Huh? Because words are powerful. Amen? Things like, I give you my heart. I promise to love you my whole life, forever and ever. Amen. Commitments that were made. So now people that are wrong, their soul has been entangled. They feel confused. When you're outside of the will of God, in a particular relationship, you will experience confusion. Confusion. Because you're married to somebody else. And you still think about him. You still think about her. Or you could be single. And you want to live your life the purest that you can for God. But you still think about him. You still think about her out there in the world. And you know he's with somebody else. You know she's with somebody else. And you still think about them. Because your soul is entangled. And we know confusion is not of God. Here, the example here that I want to give of being confused is a married man having an affair. In his mind, he knows and he says, loving her is wrong. But with his soul, he says, but if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Wow.
See, in his mind, he knows, I'm married. Or you're married. And he knows it's wrong, but his soul yearns for her. His soul wants her, desires her. Because the soul is craving, desiring. See, your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's your soul. Your mind, your will, and your emotions. And that's why they write all kinds of songs about stuff like this, about cheaters. Secret lovers. What's that song? Maybe not, maybe too young. Secret lovers. No? Okay, praise the Lord. There was a song called Secret Lovers. And in church, you could be here, but you could be miserable. In your marriage, you could be miserable. Miserable. And it's not even her fault. Your wife, it's not her fault. It's you that your soul needs to be break away from the other woman.
Wow.
And some people will say, Pastor Tony, I've tried my best to quit thinking about it, but I can't. On your own will, you can't. But with the power of the Holy Spirit, and you tear the soul tie, you will be free.
Yes.
You will be free. So you can live your life in victory. Amen?
Amen.
You won't be searching for her on Facebook. You creep, you. What's wrong with you? Your soul. Your mind will be tormented because you'll suddenly go to a certain place and you will be reminded that you used to go with her to the same place. And though nobody knows but you in your mind, you replay different things, different days you spend with her, with him, in your mind, because you were reminded. smells, perfume, a certain cologne that somebody, a brother wears and sister smells, you're like, he used to wear that cologne. It's true. It really is. You know, when I taught this at our church, and Brother Chris was there, my wife was there, and Bree was there, so many people got set free as they were walking up to the altar. Their soul ties were tearing off of them, and some of them claimed that it hurted them. They felt pain out of their soul because it was God ripping the soul tie off of them, is what they said. It hurt. I've never felt the Holy Spirit hurt me like that. Not at all painful with call 911. Not like that, amen. Not like that. But just in their soul, it hurt it. Amen. Their emotions. But they were healed and delivered.
Amen.
Amen. They were healed and delivered. Amen. And that's why, that's the purpose of this. Just real quickly. Some people will say, okay, I won't see her anymore. I won't date her anymore. But I'm going to follow her on Facebook. That's still a soul tie. Because it's still a connection. There's still a connection. The Bible says, do not bring any accursed thing into your house, or you will be cursed just like it. Do not bring any accursed thing into your house, or you will be cursed just like it. What am I talking about? Love letters. Love letters. Some people at my church, I'm sure it doesn't happen here. Just at my church. Women held on to love letters from the past. From the past. Some of them were single. And some of them were married. But they held on to them. Why? See, that's the connection. Do not bring or keep any accursed thing into your house. Or you will be accursed just like it. Amen? And some women, this one sister, she had rings. Rings. She had jewelry that this other dude had bought her. That she was engaged with him, but something happened, and she kept all those things, and that was her soul tie. She said, as we were teaching, God, the Holy Spirit told her, get rid of it, get rid of it, get rid of it. And she got rid of it. I saw her on Facebook, man. She was selling all kinds of things on Facebook, and all the money she made, she gave to Run for Hope. Every bit of it. And it was quite a bit of money. This one other girl, Sister Wendy, she sold this big old TV that her ex got her. Big old TV. I said, girl, you should give it to me. I have no ties to your ex, girl, whatsoever. But she got rid of it. She got rid of that big old TV. And she went without a television for about 2 months. Can you imagine? Be coming home and you got two and there's no TV. Somebody would die. How am I going to live? She did out of obedience to the Holy Spirit. I didn't tell her to get rid of it. I didn't tell her that. She said the Holy Spirit told her to get rid of it. I was just giving her knowledge. But she was led by the Spirit, and she's blessed, she's healed, she's you know, her children are coming to church, and she's just blessed by God. She's not tied to that mess no more. Amen. She got set free.
Amen.
And some people say, well, I won't call him no more then, but I'll just text him. I won't hear his voice, I'll just text him. That's still a connection. It's still a connection. And the reason I'm saying this thing, it may be funny, but this is a question that we're asked. Can I still text them only? Do I want to have to hear their voice? See how their soul yearns for their voice? Even though these people weren't good for them, some of them. God wants all unholy, ungodly soul ties broken. Is it difficult to do? Yes, it's difficult to do, but it's doable through the power of the Holy Spirit. Strongholds are built through soul ties. You won't be able to love your husband the right way. You won't be able to love your wife the right way if you have an ungodly soul tie. Wow. Something is going to be an issue there every single time. And Satan wants you bound. Bound. And the memories. Because you remember, the soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And only God can heal your mind. And those old memories, amen? Old memories. God's going to not completely erase them, but He'll make it to where they won't like cause you to be fighting with your spouse. Those old memories, you won't be just drifting away, thinking about him, thinking about her. Because the mind can play tricks on you, amen? Your mind, your feelings. Feelings. That's why this walk that we have with Christ is not a walk of feelings, it's a walk of faith. It's faith, amen? Not feelings. Feelings, amen, they'll rip you off. Because sometimes we feel like praying, sometimes we don't.
Hello.
Amen? So this walk is not a walk of feelings. Amen? Listen, I rather suffer a little short-term pain but receive the long-term gain. Catch that? In other words, it's hurtful for the soul tie to cut it off to some. Amen? And some even struggle when we gave them information, because their soul didn't want to get rid of them. Their soul, even though they're not with a person, still wanted to think about them. Still wanted to think about her. Because they were so in love with them. That's why young people, be careful who you give your heart to. Don't give your heart away to anyone. Amen? Because then you'll be bound. You'll be bound. Make sure that he's one who prays. Make sure that someone that loves God more than you. Make sure that someone that's obedient to God, who loves your pastor, who loves the vision.
Yes.
Amen. Make sure that when you give your heart away to someone, and someone who's down for the cause. Amen. Someone who knows how to pray, who's always at the altar, broken before God.
Amen.
Amen. Because the devil is alive. What we're going to do here, we're going to go ahead and we're going to cut some soul ties. Amen?
Amen.
But I also want to pray for people for deliverance and healing at the same time. Amen. Because not everybody here suffers from soul ties. Amen. Some of you are obviously young. And they have not went through what some of the older people have gone through. Amen. Giving our souls away. Not understanding. So we're just going to pray for healing and deliverance. Amen. But I also want to break generational curses.
Amen.
I want to break generational curses today. Amen. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to have you all stand. Tonight. This afternoon. And first for those with soul ties. And you know who you are. You know who you are. Amen. The first thing that I want you to know about soul ties and how to break them is that when we were not saved and we slept with people who were committing fornication, it's a sin. It's a sin. Or if you were married, or if the other person was married and you were having relations with them, then you were committing adultery. And those are sins. So we need to repent. We need to repent of those sins. That's the first thing that we do. We repent of those sins. We call it for what it is. If it was adultery, then it's adultery. If it was fornication, it was fornication. So right there where you are, just take some time out and repent. Repent. God, forgive me for committing adultery, God, with a certain person. Forgive me. Forgive me, God. Fornication, God, because I wasn't married, God. I was just out there. Fornication, God, forgive me. And if any gifts, anything were given to you by the other person, then you need to make a commitment to God that when you leave this place, and when you leave this place, you're going to go home. And whatever you find, the Holy Spirit's going to remind you where they are, where those love letters are, where those gifts are, those rings, jewelry, whatever, whatever, anything that you may have from him, from her, you get rid of it. You get rid of it. Whatever it is, get rid of it. Get rid of it. You don't want no connections to the past. So you can move forward in God. The third thing, any vows that we made to them people, any commitment that were spoken through our mouth, things that we said, any rash vows that we said, me and you, babe, it's me and you. I'll never love no one the way I love you. Things that we said, we need to renounce them. We need to renounce them. Ask God to forgive you for making those commitments, those vows, those promises. Ask God to forgive you. Forgive me, God. Forgive me for saying these commitments, for speaking this vow, this promise that I made with my mouth. My words have entrapped me, and I need to be delivered. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The fourth thing. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. And forgive that person you have relations with. Forgive that person. Even if it was just an emotional. Emotion. You were tied to the person emotionally. Or physically. Forgive yourself and forgive that person. Forgive them. Forgive them in the name of Jesus. And then you renounce. And when you renounce the soul tie, I'm going to lead you through a prayer. And when I get to the part that says I renounce the soul tie between myself and this other person, I need you to say their name. I need you to say their name so that you can be set free. So that you can be set free from this. Say, I renounce the soul tie. All ungodly soul ties that were formed between myself and, say their name. Say their name. Say, I cut them. I renounce them. Set me free from the vows that I made, commitments that I made. Forgive me, Lord. I break all ungodly soul ties. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. And I know someone's getting healed even now. Even now, you're getting healed in the soul tie. I can feel it. I can feel the Holy Spirit. And for other people who need just deliverance or whatever, we're going to break some things. Say, Heavenly Father, I repent of any sins in my life or my ancestors' lives that have resulted in a curse. I repent of disobedience, rebellion, perversion. I repent of witchcraft, idolatry, Satanism, lust, adultery, fornication, mistreatment of others. I repent of cheating, lying, sorcery, divination, and all occult involvement. I ask for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break all curses affecting my finances, my mind, my sexual character, my emotions, my will. I break every hex, jinx, spell, and spoken curse over my life. In the name of Jesus, I break every shackle, chain, cord, habit, addiction that is the result of a curse. In the name of Jesus, all of my sins have been forgiven, and I loose myself from the curses that came as a result of all disobedience and rebellion to the word of God. So I take authority and I command spirits of rejection, hurt, bitterness, unforgiveness, bondage, torment, death, spirits of destruction, fear, lust, perversion, mind control, spirits of Satanism, witchcraft, poverty, lack, debt, confusion, double-mindedness, spirit of sickness, infirmity, pain, divorce, separation, strife, spirits of anxiety, depression, sadness, loneliness, self-pity, self-destruction, spirit of anger, spirit of rage, anguish, homelessness, to come out in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Let's give God a good praise offering. Victory out with your prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me ask you this question. And don't exaggerate. Don't exaggerate. If you didn't feel it, don't raise your hand. But just with that prayer, how many felt like something just lift off of them? By lifting up your hands, if you felt something just lift off. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Amen. 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 God's not done. That's just part of your healing. Amen. The healing, the rest comes to the altar. Come to the altar. Come to the altar. Make your way to the altar. And lift up your hands as a sign of surrender. Lift up your hands. We're going to pray for you. Soul ties, they're going to be broken at the altar. Witchcraft, broken at the altar. Satanism, broken at the altar. Divorce, spirits of anger and rage. Anger and rage. Renounce it. Renounce rage. Renounce anger. Renounce it. Say, I renounce. And then say whatever drug you should do. If it was meth, say, I renounce meth. If it was cocaine, say, I renounce cocaine. If it was weed, say, I renounce weed. If it was pills, say, I renounce pills. If it was alcohol, say, I renounce alcohol. Renounce it. Renounce it. Those relationships you have with other people, say, forgive me, God. Forgive me, God. For fornication. Forgive me, God. Fornication. Adultery, forgive me, God.
Surrender to God. Surrender to God. I hear take it all in.